The Supreme Administrative Court on Saturday upheld the recommendation of Egypt's political parties committee rejecting the applications of 13 new political parties for legal recognition. Several of the party's leaders say the ruling is aimed at stifling the opposition. The rejected parties include the pan-Arab Karama Party, that already has 2 members in parliament, and the moderate Islamist party Hizbul Wasat, the centrist party. Both parties have been applying for recognition since the mid to late 90s. The court cited technical reasons for most of the rejections, but the head of the Karama Party, Hamdine Sabahi, says he is certain that the real reason his party was rejected was political. He says, I think there is no real will for political reform in Egypt, especially allowing the establishment of new parties. This lack of political will is the real reason behind the rejection of these parties, including the Karama Party, not the legal or technical reasons. Egypt's weak opposition parties had a particularly anemic showing in the 2005 parliamentary election, when all the registered opposition parties together won only 9 of the 444 elected seats. Independent candidates were much more successful, winning more than 100 seats. 88 of those went to independent candidates openly affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood, which now has the largest opposition bloc in parliament, even though it is technically a banned organization. Less than 2 weeks ago, President Mubarak proposed a series of constitutional reforms that he said were in part aimed at strengthening Egypt's political parties. Wasat Party leader Abul El Amadi said he plans to apply again, but he also thinks his party's rejection was more for political reasons than for the technical reasons that the court cited.
If they actually serious in political reform, they should open the door to the new parties to feed the political parties' life with a new blood, like our parties and the others.
Under the current system, the Political Parties Committee not only decides which new parties can be registered, but can also shut down existing parties. Critics say the committee is overwhelmingly dominated by the ruling National Democratic Party, which means that the ruling party, in effect, gets to select its own opposition. The New York-based group Human Rights Watch says the committee's powers are too sweeping, and the criteria it uses to make those decisions are too subjective. Even before the court's decision, Human Rights Watch was calling for an urgent reform of Egypt's political party's law. The group's Middle East director, Sarah Lee Whitson, said in a statement that the Egyptian government for decades has used the political party's law to fix elections before they begin. Cairo-based Human Rights Watch researcher Elijah Zarwan said planned reforms to the entire electoral system could combine with the restrictions on forming political parties to exclude many more people from political activity.
Actually, since the independent candidates affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood did so well in the last parlementary elections in November and December 2005, you've had a bunch of senior members in the National Democratic Party and recently the president himself hinting that they might return to party list voting. Now, in theory, there'd be nothing wrong with this. In practice, though, so long as there are these restrictions based on political parties and so long as the government gets to decide who can be a political party, this would exclude most of the legal opposition in parliament.
A party list system would likely allocate seats in parliament on a proportional basis according to the percentage of votes they receive. Senior members of the ruling party have advocated such a system, saying it would allow the NDP to send more women and Christians to parliament. But the party's detractors say a party list would also allow the NDP leadership to exercise tighter control over its own ranks, as well as practically exclude the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood from parliament. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Cairo.